Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road riding high.
You didn't build that.
Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama. Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Excuse me. Still lost my voice. Even after a weekend, I thought, okay, maybe I might get it back. But there's still people that piss me off, and I'm never going to get my voice back. It's just the way it is. But if you do want to be a part of the program tonight, 646-716-7978. I will be taking phone calls a little bit earlier tonight than I normally do, which is fine. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But tonight, what the hell? I'll just open it up. Whatever the hell you want to talk about. I'm going to be talking about Hillary Clinton and her obvious now. You can't deny it now. Her health issues, I'm sorry, but it's a problem. We got a problem. We have a problem. Hillary, it's clearly obvious, is unfit. And we're going to discuss that tonight. If you want to talk about that, fine. You want to change the subject, don't get too far off of it, but we'll let you go for a little while. That's all right. You got a voice? You got something to say? Well, then, damn it, say it. But the phone number again, 646-716-7978, and make sure you press the number 1. Gives me a little icon, tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen. Now, remember, if you do have a story out there where you have been tyrannized in any way, and I don't care by who, doctors, lawyers, judges, cops, Walmart greeters, who gives a damn? If you've been tyrannized, you got a story, and you got to get it out there. Well, here's what you do. You get on Facebook, you type in the captain. You send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized, damn it. I got to get my story out. Well, guess what? You climb aboard, you get your story out. It's that simple. Look, your voice is important, all right? And if you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. It's okay. You got that right. Let me check my constitution. See if it somehow miraculously, like, erased. Nope, right there it is. The very First Amendment. Damn. Still in there. Okay. You have that right. All right, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, make sure you support my good friends on Blog Talk Radio, because this is where you're getting the real news. You're not getting the news from the news. You're not going to get the news from the newspapers. You're not going to get the news on TV or radio. You're going to get the news right here. Why is that? Well, because we have real people talking about real issues, just the way it is. This is where you get the news, right here. Right here. So support my good friends. They're no longer the Radio Jihad Network. They are now the Global Patriot Network. Doesn't matter what the name is. They are still the same who they are. They're a good bunch of people. You go check them out. Global Patriot Network. My good friend from Global Patriot Network, Vito Esposito, which is on Monday nights at 6 to 8 p.m. I keep forgetting his partner to mention his partner's name. Doc is on there, so I keep forgetting that. I feel like a jerk. But he's on there too. Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Kel Fritzy, my first mate. Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. She's traveling all over the world now. She's all over the world. I don't know if she's back or not. I will have to find out tomorrow. But no, I can't, because I've got a veterans meeting tomorrow. So I won't even be able to be on the air. Damn, I won't even be here. Damn. I won't be able to listen to nothing. All right. I keep forgetting. I can't remember nothing. I mean, if they don't dress the, you know, streets up. When I was a kid, I mean, if, you know, you went to school, there was Christmas decorations everywhere, you know. I had no idea what day it was. Oh, fine. Okay, we got a Christmas tree. I guess we're getting close. There's a bunch of, you know, presents under the tree. Okay. You tell me whenever the hell it is, and I, you know, I'll show up. I'm terrible with calendars. Horrible with that crap. I should have been a caveman. I would have been a perfect caveman. Life would have been great. Ah, no governments. You got nothing. You want to eat something? Well, go out and kill it. Annie from Southern Sense. And also Joseph Gibson with Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. He's on Thursday nights and Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. He was UA Friday night. We missed him. We needed his picks. We don't know what happened. So, Joseph, if you're listening, you got to call in. We need your picks. We're keeping score. So if you all go by the honor system, if you made your picks, I'll take your picks. I'll take all the picks that you had. You go by the honor system, and we'll. I still got a slot open for you, and I had you open right there. I keep meticulous records. I got it on my computer. It's in a file. It's everything. It's saved. So anyway, also before we got to get going, otherwise I never shut up. My girlfriend Audrey Russo from Real Talk, also simulcast on Red State Radio. She's not my girlfriend. I've never met her. I don't know why I say that. I started it one time by accident. And I don't know. Every time I say Audrey Russo, the first thing that pops into my head is girlfriend. I don't mean it in, you know, that kind of way. So she's not my girlfriend. I never met the woman. So I don't mean anything, you know, crude or what's the word I'm looking for? Well, inappropriate. That's the word. But in any event, we've got a lot to get through here tonight, and I never shut up. Looks like we do got a couple of callers. I do got to get a couple of things out before we open up the phones, but I got to say some stuff on what the hell's going on, and then we will open up the phones. I promise you. Oh, that's Sue. Looks like that's Sue. Okay, hold on, Sue. I'm coming, dear. Just bear with me. Anyway, we do have a lot to get through here tonight. We have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there. And they are desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom shot. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right, now let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day. Hillary Clinton. It is now. It is beyond. I'm sorry. I mean, two things today with Hillary Clinton. This hearing today in the House, another House hearing, and they're grilling at the FBI. Like investigators or something. I mean, you know, again, with these hearings, yeah, they're good and we need to have them. But the problem is they have no weight. It's a waste of friggin' time if it has no bearing on anything. Other than American people, we already know they're corrupt. We need a friggin' congressional hearing for this? What? Huh? Come on. And if you're going to have one, well, then you need to back it up with something, like a grand jury, perhaps. I mean, if you're really, you know, Congress, excuse me, I'm so choking. But one of the responsibilities for Congress is to, well, investigate. But if that's all they're going to do is investigate, they come up with all this. Oh, yeah, look, well, we found all this stuff with Benghazi. Oh, yeah. And what? What happened with that? Did Hillary go to a grand jury? Did Barack Obama get impeached? No. Nothing. Good Lord Almighty. I mean, how blatant do you need with what happened in Benghazi? People still ignore it. No, there's nothing to see here. I mean, come on. First of all, it was such a long time ago. I mean, come on. And they were working in a very dangerous place in the world. They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. Ah! I mean, what are you crying over it for? So what? I mean, you know, it happens. Get over it. What are you going to talk about next? Fast and Furious? Yeah, I will. How about Fast and Furious? Yeah, Congress, you really, you had a bang-up investigation on that one. Did Eric Holder get impeached? Which Congress, that is. One of your responsibilities, by the way. You can impeach an attorney general, by the way, Congress. case any one of you didn't know, which I'm sure you do, because you guys are really, really smart. Most of you are lawyers. Don't you got to be really, really smart to be a lawyer? You certainly got to be crooked, that's for damn sure. Seems that way, anyway. And you know what really sucks is there are some good lawyers out there. There are some good lawyers out there. The ones that aren't good aren't in the places where they need to be. There'll never be when it comes to government, there will never be a peaceful solution. There will never be a perfect society. I know there's a lot of people who are, there's nothing wrong with dreaming, but that's all it is a dream. There will never be a perfect society where there's no crime. The only reason why we got firemen is so they can climb up a tree and get Mrs. Gillespie's freaking cat down because the son of a bitch was chasing a freaking mouse or a squirrel or whatever the hell, or a bird, and the dumbass got up there. Never have any fires because the houses just don't burn. The perfect society. Everyone's lawn is perfectly green. Blah, 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 blah. Nobody ever gets sick. Unicorns and rainbows for everybody. Well, that's not reality. Hello? What is reality? It's, I'm sorry, liberals, but it is high time. High time that you acknowledge that, one, Hillary Clinton is... she's got something wrong. Now, most doctors are saying Parkinson's. I watched a video today of a doctor describing it and describing all the symptoms and what we are seeing Hillary Clinton with her coughing fits. Because sometimes I guess you swallow wrong or whatever and you get down the wrong tube because you get, I guess, food or whatever gets stuck down in your throat. You got Parkinson's. It's one of these things. It's also the medicine that you take gives you these bizarre seizures. I remember that lady asked her a question or something. She starts bobbing her head, just shaking all of a sudden, you know, crazy. And the girl that would ask the question, she starts shaking her head because she couldn't believe what the hell was going on. And then she started laughing. And then I was just like, well, Jim was just weird. Well, this is all part of Parkinson's. Well, this is what happened on Sunday during the 9/11 memorial, which was yesterday. She started feeling, I guess, whatever. They said dehydrated and overheated. Now, this is where the whole story just gets to be just total BS. I'm in New York. So I know how damn hot it was. It was not that hot. I'm sorry. It was a nice day. It was a nice day. And I'm sure it wasn't quite that hot being right there and, you know, getting a little bit of the breeze from the water. But, I mean, it was a nice day. It was not overly hot. Well, she starts feeling whatever. So they get her out, and she's standing there on the curb waiting for her big truck to show up. Because, see, it's okay for her to have these big, giant, gas-guzzling SUVs. Just not you. You're to drive this electric thing that you can't find any electricity anywhere. And then when she gets done closing all the coal mines, you're never going to find any electricity anywhere. And if you do, it's going to be so friggin' expensive you can't afford it. So what the hell is the point of all this? I don't understand liberals. They want to go backwards. They don't want to go forwards, but they call themselves progressives. Shut up. I It is high time for you liberals to, you've got to face the reality here. The woman is sick and she is unfit. Not only is she unfit physically with her whatever illness she's got, but mentally, no, she is not fit. She's incompetent. The woman is incompetent. Look, just everything she's done, but she always seems to blame it on everybody else. It's never her fault. Oh, I don't know what that C meant. Really, everybody else in the friggin' State Department knows what the C means, but her. She's the only one. She's only the Secretary of the frickin' State. She's not supposed to know anything. Oh, all the underlings, they have to know what it means. I don't. I'm just in charge. Doesn't mean I have to know everything. I mean, what the hell? Well, today in this hearing, and I was watching it before I had to listen to my buddies on Radio Jihad, or now Global Patriot. And they get the Republicans, and the Republicans are asking questions, you know, legitimate questions. You know, why can't we, you know what the hell's going on? Why can't we, you know, get these 302s? Well, we have them all, don't have them all. They're not all made. Yeah, they're not. They're like, what do you mean? They're not. I mean, what? You have them. Everybody does the summary. There's no reason why they can't just give the information over. And they're playing games. Everybody's playing games. And there's no reason for it. The Republicans just want to know, what the hell? What was your interview over? What were the questions that you asked her? What powder puff freaking questions were you asking her? Why were you not actually asking the questions? People want to know why she lied to the American people, saying she only had one server. She wanted to be convenient. One server, one little device. And I got the server in my home, and the hackers can't get to it because I have the Secret Service standing right outside. They're protecting it with guns. If she's not incompetent, how does she not know that Secret Service cannot, the Secret Service agent standing outside there with their guns cannot protect from hackers? This woman she's incompetent. She just wants to be queen. That's it. She also failed. That's right. Failed the bar exam the first time she took it. She took it in Washington, D.C. and failed it. Probably miserably, too. I mean, probably she wasn't even probably close. But then she goes back to her little boyfriend in Arkansas. And somehow, it just is very, convenient who her boyfriend at the time, Bill Clinton, I guess he had his law license, and he was moving up in the world. I guess he was the attorney general, whatever, or running for it, or he was whatever. But she goes to Arkansas, and she passes. How does that happen? The Clintons have been corrupt forever. They cannot win anything unless they cheat. And Bill Clinton cheated the first time that he won. The second time, everybody just, I don't know, they were just going to vote for him anyway. They shouldn't have. I couldn't believe that we voted for him again. I thought, oh, my God. I couldn't believe we voted for him for the first time. The first time I looked at him, who is this guy? Oh, he's from Arkansas. Ha, he must be an incest baby. He looks like one. And I'm not making fun of incest babies because it's not their fault. But good Lord. And the guy did absolutely nothing. But he gets all the credit. Everybody does all the work, and if it works, well, he jumps in and takes all the credit. If it doesn't work, well, then, you know, he blames the other person. Blames them. Oh, it's their fault. Wasn't mine. I'm just in charge. I mean, this is the most corrupt family that our government has ever had. And now we got Barack Obama. Obviously, this guy has been, I politically incorrect or not, I don't really give a damn. But it seems blatantly obvious that Barack insane Obama, our president, which I hate to say, has been blackmailed. What the hell else could it possibly be? I have no idea. And I have no idea 100% fact that he was blackmailed. I'm just going by the evidence. Either he has been blackmailed, or he is actually aiding and abetting our enemies, which would be, according to the United States Constitution, treason. Yeah! Imagine that! Aiding and abetting the enemy is considered treason. If that's right, it is. And now we're finding out that Barack Obama has been giving out, another $11 billion or something like that to Iran? Where is he getting all this money from? Where in the hell is this money coming from? I know it's coming from the taxpayers, yeah, but what part of the kitty is it coming from? Is he stealing from Fort Knox? Is he taking away from Social Security? Is he taking away from his Obamacare? Where is all this money coming from? And why is he giving it to Iran? Now, this goes above and beyond this so-called lawsuit that they had suing America because we confiscated their money and froze their bank accounts because they only hijacked, 20-some people of ours? Remember when they did that? I remember when they did that. So we froze their bank account. That was Jimmy Carter who actually froze their bank accounts, by the way. Or it could have been Reagan, actually. But nevertheless, they kidnap our people. We freeze their bank accounts, freeze their money. Well, they're suing because they never got it back. Well, that's the price you pay for kidnapping our people. Never got it back. So they go to The Hague after 30-some years. They said, yes, America, you must pay Iran. Not only the $400 million that you own, but you got to pay them all the interest, which comes up to $1.7 billion. First of all, we should have said that to The Hague, go screw yourself. We're not giving them their money. We're certainly not going to be giving them, if we do give them their money back, we're not going to give them any interest. That's BS. They hijacked they kidnapped our people. They are one of the world's largest supporters of terrorism, funders of terrorism. They don't get any money, period. Tell you what we do. We'll put this money in an escrow account when they're no longer a terrorist organization, and that's all Iran is. When they're no longer a terrorist organization, then we'll give them their money back. Otherwise, but no, Obama, they want money? Okay, we'll just give them more money. It's not my money. I don't give a damn. It's taxpayers' money. And we run out. We just raise taxes. That's what we do. We're liberals. Give them the money. We don't give Iran nothing. Well, now this story I found, I don't know where the hell it is. I don't know if I even still got it. But something about we paid them another $11 billion for what? I don't know. What reason that could be. But see, we have a thing in our country. We cannot give Iran any U.S. currency whatsoever. If you give Iran U.S. currency, well, you could get, in a lot of trouble. The United States is not supposed to do that. The government's not supposed to do it. So he goes around that by, I guess, using Swiss francs and all these other different world currencies so they can do their terror all over the world. They can take that currency, go to these other places with this money, and use it to commit terror. Huh. Now, how the hell is that not aiding and abetting the enemy? Sure it is. We give them an open door to build a nuclear bomb. Oh, but we've got, well, we go, no, 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 they're going to have security. No, 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 they're going to have inspections. Very thorough inspections. Yeah, but nobody from the United States. Isn't that convenient? There's not going to be any American investigators. They're not allowed. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's nothing wrong here. Come on. There's nothing to see here. There's no there there. Come on. You bunch of conspiracy theorists. Y'all a bunch of Alex Jones wannabes. All these conspiracies. But no, it's not a conspiracy. It's just following the frickin' evidence. The facts, man. Paying attention. That's all it is. We're paying attention. God. But in this hearing today, every one of the liberals were all bringing it up that this hearing had nothing to do with just nothing but just attacking Hillary Clinton. That's all that this hearing was to these liberals. You're just out here attacking the presidential candidate, the Democratic presidential candidate. They tried their best. They tried their best, but it's not working. I'm sorry, the American people are slowly waking up, and I think that we're a lot more awake than we say we are. You know, it's like when you're awake, but you got your eyes closed because you don't want the other person in the room to know that you're awake. Well, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of Democrats. They got no choice. They have to admit. Look, a lot of Republicans, they tried that same thing again. And I keep bringing up Watergate and comparing her with Richard Nixon. But, it's the only comparison I have that most people, well, not most people, there's, you know, the youngins, they don't know. But anybody of, you know, a certain age, you know, it's recent history. I'm sure some of these youngins probably read a history book. I doubt it. They don't teach history in school anymore. I don't think they ever have, to be honest with you. That's the problem. They don't teach history. The history they do teach is a history that they created. Every country does it, especially after a war. I mean, everybody, all countries, they love to propagandize. Well, it's a stupid game, and there's no reason for it. If it's legitimate, well, then, you know, bring it up. But if it's not, you know, stop it. But in this hearing, every single one of them, this is all just is so horrible, and this is embarrassing. And it's so horrible that you investigators are up here and you have to be treated this way and be asked these questions. I mean, my God, I was just watching this going, these liberals, they are out of their damn fool mind. I mean, this is delusional. Look, the woman told the entire country, the entire world, that she had one server, and it was in her garage or in her basement, protected by a couple of Secret Service agents with guns, so no hackers could get into it. But she didn't have one server, one device. Hillary Clinton had 5 servers, at least that we know of. She had 5 iPads to 13 or over mobile devices, your Blackberries and your smartphones and your whatnots. Why did she need that many servers? Why did she need that many devices? Why did she need that many iPads? Why did she need all this? Why would she need all this? Now, I think that this investigation of her emails is all about the one server that she had in her basement. But what about the 4 other servers? Where were they? How come nobody wants to talk about that? This is what I'd like to know. Why is nobody talking about that? Where were these servers? And what were on these servers? I know, I'm sure they probably destroyed them by now. But, I mean, we obviously know that she had a total of 5 servers and 13 mobile devices that she had her little aides go out and smash them with hammers. And now we've got the Democrats in this hearing today trying their best to turn this into some gang up job against Hillary Clinton because she's a Democrat running for president and the Republicans are so partisan. I mean, this just doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry, but you've got to stop this, Democrats. You've got to stop it. My God, you're making complete asses out of yourself, making fools out of yourselves. You're making a fool out of yourself. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry, but, you know, it didn't take very long for the Republicans during Watergate to flip. I mean, they tried it, and then they realized, wait a minute, there's just, you know, an overwhelming amount of evidence. We have to acknowledge the reality. Well, that's what you Democrats have to do. You have to acknowledge the reality. Any person who has 5 servers, okay, first of all, that's ridiculous. 5? Why do you need 5 servers? Why? You're one human being. Why do you need that many servers? Who are you talking to? What are you saying? What are you doing with these 5 servers? And why do you need 13 different devices? And why do you smash them? Why are you smashing them? You get done with them. I mean, you know, why do you got to smash them? Why do you need them? Why do you have 5 iPads? Why do you need 5 iPads? 5 freaking iPads. What do you need 5 iPads for? I mean, good God, 5. You need 5 iPads. 5 servers. What are you doing? Oh, but no, there's nothing to see there. There's no intent of committing a crime. Well, no, she's covering up the crime she's already committed. I'm sorry, Democrats, but I'm sorry, America, period. It's time to recognize the reality. You've got to acknowledge it. This woman is dirty. She's dirty. She's filthy. She's dirty. Not only is she dirty and filthy and corrupt, so is her husband, and so is that little Chelsea. Please. It's time to recognize it. It's time to acknowledge it. It's time to accept it. It's not time to hide it. And now we see what she had Sunday. When you watch the video. Now here's a couple things with this video. There's a couple things. One, when she tries to walk, well, you can definitely see her shaking, you know, like she was having a Parkinson, you know, a seizure. And it's clearly obvious her feet cannot she couldn't walk. And then she had this, like, little metal thing. I don't know what the hell it was. Like a bolt. That fell out of her pant leg. Now, what the hell was that? Is this woman a robot? Giant bolt fell out if she had a short circuit? I mean, I don't know what the hell that's about. But watch the video up close, and you can see it. It's on YouTube. This metal thing falls out of her pant leg. God only knows what the hell it is. I don't know. But you could definitely see this woman is shaking, like as if she's having a Parkinson's seizure. Well, here's what it is. Now, here's where this story just really gets just BS. So here she is. She had to leave the ceremony because she's overheated. Mm-hmm. It was like San Diego weather. Come on. So she had to leave, and then she couldn't walk, and they had to be basically carried, and all these Secret Service people are jumping up in front so the cameras don't see her, you know. But they caught her. They put her in the van and take her away. Well, they go to Chelsea's apartment in New York City. They don't go to the hospital. Why? Well, because she's having a Parkinson attack, and they're just going to give her a shot, whatever the hell it is. I can't pronounce it. Not 90 minutes later, she's outside Chelsea's apartment, waving to the crowd. Yeah, she's waving to the crowd. Oh, hi, everybody. Oh, what a beautiful New York day. Because we all know, you know, she was born and raised here in New York. You know, she was a senator. This is her home turf. And then the little girl comes up, gives her a big hug. They take a picture. She's out on the street, wants to show the world, yeah, I'm okay, I'm fine. Well, it's because you went in and you got a shot of whatever the hell that medicine is. Stop you from seizing. So then she goes out and does, well, I don't know where the hell she went to, a couple other places, but they canceled her. She was supposed to go to California for a couple of fundraisers. Instead of going on the campaign trail, she wants to go to fundraisers. You know, she doesn't want a campaign. She just wants the money. What is she doing with that money? How is she going to... I don't know. I have no idea. But now they are telling us that, well, she was overheated because she was diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday. Okay. This is a really, really, really big lie. Or her doctors are, well, more incompetent than Hillary Clinton. Now, if you are diagnosed with pneumonia, trust me on this one. You're not going to feel faint, which I do know about feeling faint having pneumonia. And I think I have talked about this that story on the air before. Matter of fact, I know I have, probably a couple times. I don't want to go into it tonight, but trust me. You feel faint from suffering from pneumonia. 90 minutes later, you're not going to be out walking around and smiling and waving and hugging little girls under sniper fire, taking pictures and talking to them. You got pneumonia, your ass is out. Okay? If you got pneumonia, you're not going to be up. Okay, I was able to do an entire 2 weeks, two weekends, acting with walking pneumonia. And it got to the point, man, I was like, I mean, I couldn't even move. Well, I go and I had almost a week to recoup. And you take your Zithromax and boom, 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 within a week. I mean, you're still sick, but you were able to move around a little bit. But when you got full-blown pneumonia, which I've had three times, trust me, you're not able to get up and walk. And not that well. Trust me. You're not going to be up smiling and waving to the crowd, hugging little girls, taking pictures. It's BS. She does not have pneumonia. Well, the reason why she is able to say pneumonia, I guess, you know, I did some research on with Parkinson. It somehow, when you swallow wrong or whatever, it makes her coughing fits. Well, it can go down into your lungs and it can give you pneumonia. Well, maybe she's got some fluid in her lungs that's able for her to walk around. But I mean, if you get pneumonia, let me tell you, your ass is grass, man. You ain't moving around. And you certainly ain't smiling. Trust me, you're not smiling. Ain't nothing funny when you got pneumonia. I mean, nothing. Nothing is funny. Nothing. Funniest comic on planet Earth could not make you laugh when you got pneumonia. Ain't nothing funny. You are... It sucks. It's horrible. Well, the coughing fits and the seizures and all this stuff, I guess, is, or at least, the bizarre head movements and what she did with the DNC convention with all the lights, and she opened up her eyes. Oh, she was so surprised. Oh, look at this. And then she turns up stage so she can hide herself wigging out because she knows what's going on. And of course, the camera, they know what's going on, so they're moving the camera off of her. I mean, how long can these people realistically think that they can keep away with this lie? Why do we want a president, one, who's going to be having these seizures? God only knows when she's going to be having them. I mean, you know, any kind of stress can make her do that. That's why she didn't want to have a debate. That's why she had the forum, because she doesn't have whatever the hell she has under control yet. Well, it may not ever get under control. Well, that's why she doesn't want a debate. She gets into a debate and she starts getting, you know, Donald Trump starts attacking her a little bit. Well, she's going to start bugging out. Start bobbing her head and shaking and seizing out. Coughing. God only knows. Well, we can't have that as a president. We can't have that. Now, there's no shame in having Parkinson's. There's a lot of people that have it. Anybody can get it. So, there's no shame in it. It's not your fault that you get it. But if you do get it, I'm sorry, you can't be president. Unless you have a real mild case and you have it completely under control. But it's obvious that Hillary Clinton does not have whatever it is, whether it's Parkinson's or whatever the hell it is. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. So I'm not saying she absolutely, positively, 100% does. But a lot of doctors are describing the symptoms of Parkinson and of the medication that she takes, describing all of these symptoms and reactions to the medication. So I'm going by what they're saying, and what they're saying is what I'm saying. So, I mean, if I'm wrong, they're wrong. And if they're wrong, well, then I'm wrong. I don't know. But the point is, she's got something. I think we know that. And I think she does seize out quite a lot. And she has been seizing out quite a lot more as of late. Well, she's obviously had this for a while, because remember, she fell and had a concussion. Well, that is also part of a Parkinson's, where they call it a freeze. Well, all of a sudden you're just freeze and you could just fall over. Well, we've seen in a couple of her, at least one, she was at a rally and speaking, and all of a sudden somebody said something and she just froze. Well, the guy came up and he said, you know, it's okay. We're going to keep talking. Well, she, you know, with the symptoms, they just go ahead and they repeat what they just heard and they can get out of it. Well, this is what's going on. And the doctors all explained it. what the hell was going on and the symptoms and the reactions, and it all makes sense. And this has been going on for a long time. I mean, even when she was Secretary of State. And towards the end of Secretary of State, she wasn't even really, she was just, she didn't do anything. The last 9 months, 6 months or so, she was pretty much doing nothing. The woman is not fit physically to be president. She's not fit mentally to be president. Why are you Democrats still holding on to this? Well, it's a fantasy. It's a pipe dream that Hillary Clinton is the queen bee, is your female savior, your female Jesus. She ain't it. How you people can ignore all of the corruption and then blame it on, oh, it's just a right-wing conspiracy, you know, a vast right-wing conspiracy. They're just attacking Hillary Clinton because we all know that Republicans, they hate women. And all Donald Trump fans, we all know they're misogynist and racist. And they hate homosexuals. They hate Muslims. They just hate. And they hate women, those penile challenged creatures. We can't have them. They're dirty. So let's attack her. She's a female. And all Republicans are all old, gray-haired, white men. We all know that. So let's attack this woman because we hate women. Well, that wasn't what was going on, Democrats. Maybe if you would have been, I don't know, paying attention. They still ignore Benghazi. They ignore Fast and Furious. Thousands of weapons get put into the hands of Mexican drug cartels by our government. And nobody got impeached. Unbelievable. IRS. Our own IRS are attacking the people on the right. Oh, there's nothing to see here. No, they didn't. No, nothing to see here. I'm just going to resign and I'm going to collect my little pension. So the taxpayers, the same people that this bitch screwed over, has to pay her monthly salary or her pension. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I still can't leave Benghazi alone, and I refuse to leave Benghazi alone. Why should I? My God. I mean, people are actually being killed and nobody wants to see anything. What is it going to take? See, the problem with Americans are anymore is that unless it actually happens to them, it doesn't happen. Oh, it didn't happen to me, so it didn't happen anywhere. That's how people are. Well, it didn't happen to me, so it doesn't happen. Out of sight, out of mind. Up. Nothing happened to me, so everything is fine. I mean, I just don't understand this country anymore. I don't understand humanity. I mean, human beings are very selfish. I don't know. I want a species change. I know there are a lot of people that get sex changes. Well, I want a species change. I want to be a different animal. I haven't decided what animal I want to be either. I like bears. I like wolves. But I need to be an animal that's away from human beings. Thought about being a great white shark. That'd be cool. But I see human beings, they hunt them. I don't want that. Can't be a bear because people hunt them. Can't be a lion anymore. People are out killing lions. I don't know what the hell the answer is other than, I'm sorry, but America, you got to wake up. Liberals, it's time to acknowledge that Hillary Clinton is dirty. She's not only dirty, but she's sick. She's not fit to be president. It's time to acknowledge this. Well, I think that they are acknowledging a little bit of it. I think they're starting to see, wait a minute, we might have some problems here. So now they're in a scrambling mode. Well, now, can this Tim Kaine, can he do anything? Well, it looks like I just now opened up my chat room. Looks like we got a couple of people, Sierra Rose, and we got a couple of guests in here. Welcome aboard. Hey, sexy, yeah, that's me with my hoarse voice. And, I'm an Alex Jones wannabe, because that's what I'm on Earth for, is to be Alex Jones. Good God. But this cockamamie diagnosis of them, saying that this is pneumonia. She gets diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday. And then on Sunday, passes out in this heat wave. I don't think it was quite 82. Anyway, look, I live here. It was a beautiful day, I'll give you that. But, I mean, you weren't going to overheat. Well, if she got diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday, I'm sorry, by Sunday you ain't going to be well enough to go to this memorial service, then pass out, and then have this giant, or not giant, but I don't know, it was about probably a good 2 inches, and probably about maybe a half inch, wide, a little bit smaller, fall out of her pant leg. What the hell was that? What is this metal object? Like a bolt or something? I don't know. Maybe she's, I don't know. I have no idea what the hell she had up her pantsuit, but it fell out down of her leg and she's shaking. So obviously she had something up somewhere, and when she started to shake, well, it fell loose, went down her pant leg, and she even lost her shoe. She shook herself out of her shoe. So instead of going to the hospital, no, they already know what it is. She's got whatever it is. She just needs a shot. And she'll be all right. So they go to Chelsea's apartment, and then 90 minutes later, now this is a woman with pneumonia. And again, if you've ever had pneumonia, which I have 3 times, I've had walking pneumonia about 5. So I know what I'm talking about with this crap. 90 minutes later after passing out, you're not going to be up. You're smiling and waving to the crowd, hugging little girls on the street, taking pictures. That ain't going to happen. So why would they say pneumonia? None of this stuff makes any sense. They're not being honest with us. Why is she hiding? What is she hiding? What is her real medical conditions? Well, obviously. And then she's got her doctor that writes a note. Oh, yeah, Hillary Clinton is in perfect 100% perfect health. She's very fit to run to be president. Well, that's a doctor just writing what they were paid to write. But nobody who is in absolute perfect health is going to be shaking like that, going into these seizures, coughing, falling down, fainting, freezing, just freezing up, stopping, not moving. I'm sorry, that's not perfect health. She's not in perfect health. I don't think she ever has been. She's got a very devious mind. This woman is very greedy when it comes to power. She just wants to be the queen. She wants to be the one on top. That's it. She wants to be the most powerful human being on planet Earth. That's Hillary Clinton. That's what she wants. Well, sweetheart, you don't have enough to back it up, okay? You got dreams, you got ambitions, but that's all you got. You ain't got the talent to back it up. I'm sorry, you don't. And you are incompetent. Everything you've ever been in charge of, which hasn't been very much because nobody wants you in charge of anything, you have failed and failed miserably. My God. And the last thing that you failed and failed miserably before you finally got out of public service and now you're trying to go back into it was what you did in Libya. I mean, you talk about what George Bush did to Iraq. Well, say what you want, but, you know, it was a lot more stable when George Bush was president. I agree. We shouldn't have gone into Iraq. I totally agree. I did not like going into Iraq. We're not going to go into that and you know, refight that war. But these are the same people who criticize George Bush for what he did with Iraq, and then they go into Libya. And they turn Libya into the absolute, positively most dangerous area on planet frickin' Earth. And now we've got Iraq and we've got Syria because ISIS have moved in because we moved out. So not only do they've got three places, actually four when you want to count Iran. So they've got Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya. The most dangerous areas on planet Earth. And this administration created it, and Hillary Clinton was a part of it. Libya was her baby. That was her baby. She created Libya. And now we got this president funding Iran. Look, I know you're friends with this Valerie Goebbels, and she's Iranian, but, I mean, I still cannot help but think that this man has been blackmailed with all of the courtesies that he has given to our enemies. To me, that's aiding and abetting the enemy. That is treason. I mean, here we're letting these people out of prison. The war is not over. The war on terror is not over with yet. Okay, this war is not over with yet. But we're letting them out of Gitmo. These are the worst of the worst people on planet Earth. No, they're not going to go back to the battlefield. No. Sure, they will. Look, once we got the information from them, I'm sorry, but they should have been tried and convicted and hung. And we shouldn't have to worry about them anymore. Yeah, we got them out of Gitmo, all right. We hung them, and then we sailed them out to sea for a little bit and dumped them overboard, let the freaking sharks eat them. But that's me. I'm a crazy person. So what the hell is this here now? The doctors. Oh, she's got a blood clot in her head that they had in 2012. Well, she's got more than a blood clot. It's a bunch of crap, and I'm tired of being lied to. I mean, obviously this woman has got more than what she's telling us. And pneumonia? Look, it's not pneumonia. Trust me, it's not pneumonia. And now she's missing a couple more fundraisers out in California. Well, you know, she's got till the 26th to get herself healthy because that's going to be the first debate, Monday the 26th. So can she get herself done in less than 2 weeks? She get herself healthy? Well, what's going to happen in there when she gets herself all stressed out? I'm sure she's going to be very heavily medicated. She's probably going to be stoned out of her mind. You look at her. Watch her. She'll probably be slurring the words a little bit slow. She's going to make a complete fool out of herself, and she knows it. That's why she doesn't want a debate. She does not want a debate. They're going to do everything they can. Everything they can to keep her from debating. And look, I'm sorry, but these polls. Enough with the polls already. Okay, polls are BS. They're a bunch of garbage. If they want the poll, they want the answer to the question that they're asking to be a certain way, well, they go where they want to get the answer. So if they want all pro-Hillary Clinton answers to the questions, well, they go hang around a college. They know where to go. And when they say, you know, 70% of America, 50% of America, 80% of America, they're talking about 1,000 people. They're polling 1,000 people. Where, I mean, who knows where they get these stupid 1,000 people, but it's all based off of the 1,000. Okay, one, we've got 300 and however many million people that live in the country. And anywhere from, what, is 100 to 150 million people that are registered voters that actually vote. So 1,000 out of 150 or 100 million, it's not a true test. Okay, it's not a true, what does that mean? 1,000 out of 100 million? It's nothing. Hillary Clinton does not get the crowds that are showing up to see this almighty queen, because she's so special and all. You know, she's the smartest person on earth. And she's a woman. Well, it's unbelievable. Her brain is bigger than men's. It's amazing this woman is so intelligent. Nobody is intelligent as she is. But she doesn't know what that C means, in parentheses. Because nobody ever told her. She's only the Secretary of State. She doesn't know how to handle, you know, top secret information. I mean, she's a Secretary of State. She's not supposed to know that. Oh, no, her aides and all the underlings, everybody else is supposed to know, but not her. Well, how are you going to be president if you don't know how to handle classified information, top secret information? What are you going to do when you're the president? Huh? Are you going to have another 5 servers? Well, your presidency, you're probably going to have 10 servers, 26 mobile devices, 10 iPads. I mean, why can't people see what I'm seeing? It doesn't make any sense to me how people could be so blind. But she's not getting any support anywhere. So I don't know where these polls are coming from to suggest that she's still beating Donald Trump in the polls. She never was. Donald Trump shows up and, I mean, they got, not only they got standing room only, but you got to stand outside in the parking lot because there's not enough room to put you in the stadium. But Hillary Clinton, I mean, she has nothing. And they're having to green screen a lot of her rallies now. And green screen crowds. I mean, they're doing a bad job because people are, I mean, but still, people just, they ignore it. No matter how much truth that comes out against a Democrat, the more truth that comes out on a Democrat, the more they ignore. But the more garbage that comes out on a Republican, well, they pay attention to that. I don't know where the hell these people are coming from. About had a butt full of them. I've had a butt full of everybody. I'm just tired of it. I mean, why can't people just mind their own damn business, respect people, respect life? I mean, people aren't respecting themselves if they don't respect anybody else. But we cannot afford to have Hillary Clinton as our president. One, mentally she's incompetent. Physically, she's sick. She is corrupt. She is criminal. She was taking money from some very, very, very bad people. But what does she care? It's money. Is this really what you want? I mean, Barack Obama wasn't enough? I mean, hasn't he screwed the country up enough? Are we ever going to recover? Well, Obamacare is failing miserably. It just can't work. The way they ran that through, oh my God, the way they ran that Obamacare through. Nobody read it. Everybody just threw a bunch of crap in the pot. They said, okay, here we are. Nobody read it. How can you possibly even vote on a bill that you haven't read? I mean, to me, that's dereliction of duty. How can you vote on something and you know the president didn't read the bill? How could he sign something into law that he didn't read? And why didn't he read it? Well, there's too many thousands of pages. And you can't make hide or hair of what the hell it's saying. And it's done that way deliberately. There's a lot of people making a lot of money with Obamacare, but the problem is it's going bankrupt. You got your money, you got paid, but now it's going bankrupt, and that's pretty much the design. You come in, you make up a bunch of bazillions of dollars, and then when it fails, well, so what? You got your money. It doesn't matter. And that's why the politicians allowed Obamacare to go through. Because they were all on the payroll. They were all getting paid. They got all kinds of investments involved with Obamacare, with your pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceutical industry, boy, there's a lot of them have a lot of money. Isn't that right, John Boehner? There's a lot of money invested in the pharmaceutical industry, didn't you, John Boehner? There's no one to police the police, no one to police the politicians, no one to police the judges and the lawyers but us. Okay? We have to police. We have to police. We have to police them. This is our government. It's not their government. This is our government. Okay? We elect these people into office. So it's up to us. If they do not hold their office in the manner in which we demand that they do, well, then we need to get them out. And we're the only ones that can do it. But nobody wants to do it. Oh, no, I can't do that. He's friends with a couple of friends of mine who are over here. We're trying to make a business deal. If they find out with that, the whole thing's going to go through, and I won't be allowed in the country clubs anymore. It'll be, you know, I mean, I won't get that promotion. So everybody's voting for themselves. They're not voting for the best person for the job. They're voting on who can make me the most money. Oh, okay, that's all fine and dandy, but you got to look at the overall picture. But see, people don't do that. When it comes to greed, they don't look at the overall picture. They look at the now. Gimme, 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 gimme. And that's what it's all about. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Hillary Clinton, she doesn't want to know any of the stuff. She just wants to be the queen. She can just decree things. She just wants to be the queen. That's the only thing that she has in her mind. She just wants to be the queen. Well, you're never going to be the queen. American people will not elect you. And the only way that she, if she does get elected, and that's the only way the Clintons know how to win, is if they cheat. That's how Hillary got to be, excuse me. That's how Hillary got to be the senator in New York. She cheated. And what did she do as senator? Well, yeah, that's it. But nothing. What did she ever, what did she do as first lady? Tea party. Sniper fire in Bosnia, Tea Party. Oh, that's right. She single-handedly brought peace to Northern Ireland. That's what she said. Don't you remember when she was running for president the last time? Do you remember that? Yeah, she brought peace to Northern Ireland. She went over there, had a tea party with the politicians' wives. And, wow, I don't know what she had in that tea. It must have been magic tea. But after that tea party, well, peace in Northern Ireland. And it's all because of Hillary Clinton. She didn't bring any peace to Northern Ireland. She went over there and she had a tea party with the politicians' wives. That's all she did. They gave her one responsibility was health care. And she botched it up so bad. She was told, and so was Bill. Bill, your wife, she can't play in any more reindeer games. You understand? We got to save this kind of stuff for the professionals here. She's not allowed. Well, they gave her tea parties and they gave her this and they gave her that. And of course, the media turned everything into, well, everything that it's not. And tried to make her out to be, oh, she's doing all this work and she's doing all this and she's doing all that, blah, 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 blah. She was running for president when Bill Clinton was running for president. She was running for president then. She was running for president then. She's always wanted to be. Well, you're never going to be. You just don't have what it. You just don't have it. All you want it too much. I think that's what her problem is. She just wants to be queen too much, and she can't see the reason why she wants to be the president. At least Donald Trump, you can see the reason why he wants to be president, because he's saying, okay, we got this problem and this problem and this problem and this problem and this problem. And we've got this solution, this solution, this solution, this solution, this solution. Did we hear that from Hillary Clinton? I don't remember hearing none of that. Oh, but Donald Trump is a racist and all of his supporters are deplorables. A basket full of deplorables. Well, I am very proud to be a deplorable if you're talking about me. You're an idiot. A basket full of deplorables. Oh, really? So were we the ones at the Trump rallies? Were we the one turning over the cop cars and starting fires and burning the American flag and throwing water bottles at people in wheelchairs? Attacking women, attacking children, attacking people? Huh? Were those the deplorables that you're talking about? What deplorables are you talking about, Miss Clinton? The deplorables are on your side. We're not the one burning down our freaking cities. We're not the ones throwing bricks and rocks at cop cars and fire trucks. We're not the ones at the Trump rallies throwing water bottles at people in wheelchairs, turning over cop cars, starting fires, burning the American flag, harassing people walking in to go see Donald Trump, calling them names, very disgusting names that I can't repeat on these airwaves. But yeah, the people that show up there, well, they're deplorable because they're racist. How do you know that they're racist? Why are they? Where's the racism coming from? Where is the racism coming from? Oh, that's right, because Donald Trump wants to build a wall to, you know, protect America from the real deplorables coming in here to do his harm. So that's racism. And he wants to stop all of these refugees coming in from Syria and other places in the Middle East. That's, you know, he doesn't want to just, you know, stop and find out who's actually coming in the country to do his harm and who's actually legitimate. He doesn't want to put a stop to that until we can figure out who these people are. No, he's not out protecting the American people. No, he just hates Muslims. I mean, this is the kind of crap that people buy. How do you buy this crap? I know you can't. I mean, come on. I mean, as hyperbolic as these people get. And today, oh, no, this is all a political stunt. to just attack Hillary Clinton because she's running for president and she's a woman. You guys are just big, mean, misogynistic. Ooh, you guys are just haters. Leave Hillary alone. Ah. Oh, my God, this is freaking pathetic. How do you people buy this stuff? Why are you buying it? I'm sorry, but you're beyond foolish. I don't know what word is beyond foolish, but you're it. It's time to recognize and acknowledge and accept the reality. One, Hillary Clinton is incompetent. She cannot be president, even if she wasn't unhealthy. But two, she is unhealthy. She's sick. We cannot have this woman having seizures, spazzing out. Got a 3 a.m. phone call. She's all bugging out in bed. Probably won't even hear the phone. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, we get attacked. She gets stressed out. She starts to seize. Then what? Well, I guess then we don't send any more help because, you know, nobody can take the initiative to send help when our troops are being attacked. And since the president is having a seizure and the medication isn't working, well, we can't do anything, so we're just going to have to lose a lot more Americans. No, we need a president that, hey, we're under attack, really? Oh, okay, well, we're going to attack back now. But that's what we need. But we're going to have a military so big that nobody's going to want to attack us. No, that's all right. You want to attack the Americans? No, that's all right. No. I got something better to do over here. Well, when I was in the military under Ronald Reagan, I mean, we had a badass Navy, man. We had a badass military. We had the biggest military in the world. Russia was second. We were number one. Nobody was screwing with us. You did not screw with the American military. Now, what military? Where? Military. Where the hell's the military? I've been looking all over the place for the military. Where the hell is it? Honey, you seen the military? Yeah, the military. You seen any of it? Ah! She ain't seen the military. Nobody's seen it. Obama got rid of it. That's one thing I do like, Donald Trump, is he does want to rebuild the military. And I really hope that he does. Because we need it. Look, in order for us to survive, in order for the United States to survive, we're going to need to have the biggest, baddest, meanest military on planet Earth and keep it that way forever. It's just the way it is. All right, that's about it here for tonight. I know we had a few people in the chat room here tonight. I know we've had some people on their smartphones. I'm sorry I missed you, Sue, but I was coming to you. But in any event, I don't know where Joseph is. I'm going to have to get a hold of him. We needed him. We'll bring him back on Friday. Because we need his picks. And he's got a show on Monday called Monday Morning Quarterback. So it sounds like a lot of fun. And I want to do it tonight, but I don't know where to go. But in any event, I want to thank everybody listening, everybody that does listen in Archive. And we do get a lot of people that do listen into Archive. So I really want to thank you for listening. And we will not be back here tomorrow night because I will be at my VA meeting. I got a veterans meeting the second Tuesday of every month, which is tomorrow. So I will be back on Wednesday, the 14th. That'll be Wednesday, the 14th at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody. You feel that?